supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, or should I say threemos-lacocious? How about threemos-lacocious and the Cincinnati Bearcats? Lacocious looked like prime Tony Bobbitt, a game-winning three-pointer off the catch. Feet weren't set or anything. Fired it up there and knocked it down. I would have said maybe a little bit of a lucky shot for threemos. It was tough. It was, I think, the same shot he missed against Texas to win that game. Maybe the same shot he missed against Baylor to win that game. This time against the San Francisco Dons, he knocks it down, and he knocked down a lot of them. Lacocious, 8 of 10 from 3, 8 of them. 28 points in the game as Cincinnati improves to 21-14 with a 73-72 win. Welcome to Chatterbox Bearcats, everyone. Just Chuck with you tonight. If the voice sounds terrible, I'm sorry about it. We're dealing with a big-time cold. I tried the steam room today. I tried the hot yoga. Nothing seems to work. So what did I do? On top of my 8-hour work shift, I came home, and now I'm punching the ones and twos, running audio, and hosting this show. But this is what we do, man. Win or loss, after every single game, whether it's an exhibition, although the Bearcats didn't have any this year, it was just a secret scrimmage, or whether it's NIT, we're coming after the game with a little breakdown. This was almost a very different post-game show, to say the least. And when the season ends, we're going to have the Bearcatsbies, Houdini and myself, and we'll run through everything. We'll give the season a grade. We'll give the coaching job a grade. But tonight, I was ready to blow a gasket. And I know what you say, lighten up, Chuck. Be like a coach, you know? You kick shit during the regular season, but I guess a grade school coach. We're still going to have the pizza party when it's all said and done. And it's all said and done. The Bearcats didn't make it to the big dance. At this point, what do we have to lose? We're going out there trying to win in NIT, and one step is down. Next up for Cincinnati is a game on Saturday or Sunday. We haven't got the official word yet, against Bradley. And if Cincinnati were to win that game, it would be against the winner of Minnesota and of Indiana State. So we may see Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Robbie Avila with the Rec Specs in Indiana State. That would be a fun game. But first things first, let's talk about how this one went down. You know how I said it would have been a completely different post-game show? It was because we had seen this story before. The Bearcats were up 9 points with 2 minutes to go in the game at home against a much inferior San Francisco Dons team. And look, this is a program that's on the rise. Todd Golden took this team to the tournament a couple of years ago before he bolted to Florida. They have some good players. Do not get me wrong. Thomas was one of the best players on the floor. Malik Thomas, who averages 11 for the USF Dons. He's a transfer from Southern California, where he, you know, didn't start in any games at USC, but played in 27. He's a high major talent, and he showed it today, knocking down a three in the final stages of the game after Cincinnati missed the front end of a 1-1. With 2 minutes and 57 seconds, Cincinnati took a timeout, up 63-54 in regulation. Some people out there, not naming names, not pointing fingers at myself, but some people out there may have had the Bearcats minus 7.5. We're fighting for a cover at that point. There's, 150 seconds of the game? It's an easy win. San Francisco cuts it down to 4 points with a minute 40 left, and you're thinking, oh boy. Cincinnati was up 6 with 90 seconds to go after a Dan Skilling's layup. You're still feeling like you're in pretty good shape. The 7.5 is still in decent shape. Instead, Malik Thomas takes over, scores the next, how many points? He scored 8 of their last 10 points, including the game-tying three with 9 seconds to go. But that game-tying three was only allowed because Aziz Bandego missed the front end of a 1-1. Not shocking there. Thomas comes down the floor, knocks down a three-pointer from the corner, 67-67. I did like Wes Miller going to Jizzle James with 5 seconds left, saying, Jizzle, go to work. Jizzle got off a nice step back, left it a little bit short, but it was on the money. Jizzle was fantastic. And I know that Day-Day has had his moments this year of being real good, and people are excited for Day-Day heading into next year. He was not great today. 7 turnovers for Day-Day Thomas. He was 2 of 7 shooting. Meanwhile, Jizzle James, 5 of 13, 11 points. He didn't turn it over once. And his step back was immaculate today. I mean, he's showing signs of being able to take over almost whenever he wants from time to time. Now, he's got to be more consistent. We saw plenty of games this year where he turned it over a lot, didn't play amazing defense, and the step back wasn't falling. But when he knocks down some threes, and granted he was 1 of 6 today, it wasn't a thing of beauty from downtown. But think of that. He was 4 of 7 on his mid-range jumpers, because that's how he's getting his buckets today. When he starts knocking down some threes at a pretty good clip, 35%, 37%, Jizzle James is going to be lethal. The combo of Jizzle James, Dan Skillings, and Seamoss Lukosius heading into next year. And Seamoss is here 1,000%. Dan and Jizzle, now the way the transfer portal is set up, they haven't transferred before. They can be immediately eligible. So realistically, they could technically transfer. Wes Miller and every coach says it in today's day and age. You have to re-recruit your own guys in the offseason. But there's nothing that I've seen from Dan Skillings or Jizzle James that makes me think they're the slightest bit unhappy and won't be returning to this team next year. So that's a three-headed monster that you're building around right now. If you're Cincinnati, you have to like that. The talent, you have to like. The issue is, and I don't want to point the finger at Wes, but I'm going to point the finger at Wes. The fact that this 9-point lead with 2 minutes and 20 seconds left at home evaporated and you had to have a big Seamoss Lukosius 3 with 4 seconds left in order to advance out of round 1 of the NIT against the USF Dons, who, let's get real, solid basketball team, like I said. But come on. They were 23-11 on the season. They play in the West Coast Conference, and they were 6-6 on the road. Since he shows signs of being a really good basketball team, man, at points, when they start putting it together for a few stretches and go up 7-9, they're locking down defensively. And I'm pretty sure there was a point where San Francisco in the second half didn't score a point for like 6-7 minutes. The defense was incredible. But then the turnovers, they start racking up. 13 more of them for Cincinnati today. Day-Day Thomas, the catalyst, was 7 of them. Day-Day was on the floor until the very end of this game. He did have the 8 assists. So the turnover ratio almost 1-to-1. In fact, better than 1-to-1. But not the greatest outing for Day-Day Thomas. Aside from turnovers, it wasn't missed threes that plagued the Bearcats. They were 11 for 30 in the game. That's good for 36%. They were even in the rebounding statistic, 40 apiece between Cincinnati and San Francisco. It's the lobs to the sky, man. I want to see the percentage on how many of those lobs to the sky actually finish with a bucket for the Cincinnati Bearcats. I mean, it has to be under 33% on the season. Not a good percentage, whatever. But that's what they do, man. They launch him up to the sky. Day-Day had a few of them today. Aziz can't come down with it. He was bailed out with a foul once or twice. But that lob, as Houdini said in the eulogy, I am tired of seeing lobs to the sky. We've seen it way too much, man. We're going to discuss what this team looks like next year once this season is over. Is a guy like Victor Lockin coming back, who grabbed 2 rebounds of the game but didn't score? So clearly the fact that he's playing means he's healthier, healthy enough to go, but Wes Miller decides not to play him significant minutes. Is Vic coming back next season? Is CJ Frederick coming back next season? We'll get into that when the season's over. Let's just enjoy the fact that the Bearcats are playing free basketball with nothing to lose. Let's go ahead and win a championship. This is the one that gets them jump-started. And hopefully John Newman gets jump-started. Very fortunate that his career did not end today, because he had 0 points on 0 of 10 shooting, 0 of 5 from deep. He did play his ass off, though, with 9 rebounds. They asked Seamoss Lukosius after the game why this team wanted to play in the NIT and didn't opt out like the many other basketball teams. And wait for this list. Could the landscape be turning into what's happening in college football, where if you don't make it to the promised land, you're just opting out of games for the heck of it? This is a little different story because the entire teams are opting out. But Pittsburgh said no, St. John said no, Memphis said no, Ole Miss turned down their bid, Oklahoma decided they didn't want to play in this tournament, Indiana, nope, nor Syracuse, among many others. CMOS Lukosius after the game said, we'd be stupid if we didn't want to play. If we chose for the year to end on that note, losing to Baylor. We like being together. We have good chemistry. We enjoy being around the coaches. We love the game of basketball. Why wouldn't we play? And how about it? Cincinnati advances to play Bradley in the second round. Again, that game is on either Saturday or Sunday. So Cincinnati, 73, San Francisco, 72, in overtime. CMOS Lukosius, the theatrics to help the Bearcats get the job done. Here's Alex Frank with more on what Wes Miller had to say in his post-game press conference. This has been Chatterbox Bearcats. We will continue to run these shows until the season ends. Even if I'm dealing with a nasty cold right now, folks. I'm going to go get some lozenges, call it a night, hit the sheets. Go Bearcats. We'll see you on Saturday or Sunday.
Wes Miller started his postgame press conference saying, "How about this guy to my left?" referring to CMOS Lukosius, who hit the game-winning three on a play the Bearcats have not normally run this year. I'm Alex Frank of Chatterbox Bearcats and Chatterbox Sports here at Fifth Third Arena. Cincinnati beat San Francisco 73-72 in the first round of the NIT. Wes Miller said that the play that the Bearcats hit the game-winning three on CMOS Lukosius' eighth of the game, third most in program history, was a play they had only run 2 to 3 times this year before Christmas. They had tabled it because they weren't having success with it, but they brought it back out tonight, even though the guys in the huddle before the play didn't remember it. So Wes Miller spent a minute drawing up the play, reminding guys their roles on the play, and CMOS being the best inbounder on the team for that play, inbounded the ball, curled around, and then hit the game-winning three to lift the Bearcats to a 73-72 win. It did come at a cost, though. Day-Day Thomas left the game. He limped off the court, and Wes Miller said as soon as he saw him limp off, he knew it was serious. He said after the game, Wes Miller said that Day-Day Thomas is having x-rays on his foot and then has him real concerned.